So this is the time where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that to hold on to deen will be how kalqabith alal jamara, will be like a person who's holding red burning coal in his hand. But nothing to get so excited about, that how can I practice on that pure deen? I'm not fit, I'm very weak. Red burning coal in my palms, I can't hold it. But the reality of the matter is, those people who do this, Allah Ta'ala makes it for them that they are in the gardens of Jannah. وَظَاهِرُهُ وَبَاطِنُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَبَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ رَحْمَةٌ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. This is a way Allah has made. On the inside, it is only rahmat, rahmat. From the outside, it looks like azab. Yeah, in this dunya. Those people who are engaged, the Sahaba, what big sacrifices they made. For them, they were in the gardens of Jannah. They were enjoying with the Hur al-Een. They were enjoying the food and fruit of Jannah. For the onlooker, it looked like they are suffering. They are going through great difficulty. And this was not only with the time of the Sahaba. Many reports of the Palestinian people who are passing away. And what great enjoyment they are getting. And while they are living also, they say, we are happy to stand for Islam. We will die for Islam. It is only a short life, and then we go with martyrdom to Allah and get the high. So whoever will stand for this, it won't be, it will look like burning coal in his hand, but it will be the gardens of Jannah in his hand. He will be seeing the Hurul Ain there. He will be seeing that I'm marrying the Hurul Ain. He won't be worried. And the bigger the sacrifices, the more the enjoyment in that person. And that is here in this dunya. And when you, all the suffering and pain, it has been described just like a pinch you get. Or just like the needle that goes through you for an injection. Or to draw blood for your blood test. That little pain you feel, that is all. Just like that little mosquito bite. And then it is finished. A mosquito bite also lingers on for about half an hour. But just not even that much, just that tip of it. And after that it is so. You don't have to be frightened. It is all just outwardly. The test Allah Ta'ala makes heavy. Oh Ibrahim, slaughter your son. But Allah makes it so easy that the world till today are slaughtering animals in emulation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And for him, when he was slaughtering also, it wasn't like what we will think and what we will normally say, the father putting the sword. But the command of Allah is sweet to fulfill. And whenever you do Allah's work and you do it for Allah's pleasure, it isn't that mujahada like for that person. It's just a matter of reaching there, and then you see the great enjoyment in there. It is a pleasure, it is enjoyment. So we must not be frightened to practice upon deen. We must be happy. And when we get there, then we cannot imagine what Allah Ta'ala will give. So Allah says, قُلِ اعْمَلُوا, make amal, do your amal. And do, you are given the option. You can do good, you can do bad, or you can do nothing. Whatever you want to, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَّرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah is watching your amal. وَرَسُولُهُ, and Allah's Rasul is watching what amal. They have been presented, think what I'm sending to my Nabi. Yeah, we will talk bad about people who hurt the feelings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my amal, I'm shaving my beard every time. Like one person who had come from another country to India, and he was a buzurg, a real pious, but he used to shave his beard. So the people, they told him, you're such a great buzurg, and you shave your beard. What is this? So he says, my buzurg is, I don't hurt the feeling of any person. That is my piety. Everyone has got a different criteria of piety. And everyone, what he is doing, he measures himself according to his criteria. The world will measure him from other sources, but he measures himself. So they say that you don't hurt anyone's feeling. Every time you put the blade to your cheek, you are cutting the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a genuine, he realized immediately. He made tawbah. So we have to see that how are we hurting the feelings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when our amal are being presented. How we are hurting the feelings of our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, and to all the other people who sacrifice. We sacrifice so much for true Islam to come in their life, and this is what they are sending for us today. And then we are going to be returned there, and then Allah will take us to account. May Allah make us understand, give us tawfiq to practice properly, and not to look down upon anyone. The wrong amal, actions we look down. And we make dua for hidayat of all people. And we make dua, Allah forgive everyone. And Allah bring us all on the right path. It is not a matter of enmity, of scoring point. Nobody wants to become some amir here, or nobody is no power struggle or anything. It is a matter of our fikr of the qabr, akhirah. Then our actions being presented by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How is Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam feeling? And to our parents, to our asatiza, etc. And Allah, the greatest, every favor of Allah upon us. And from our side, we hurting Allah, we breaking the laws of Allah, all the time, openly, in front of Allah. We going against Him, and every ni'mat is only, whatever is by us, is only from Allah, no one else. And yet we break His laws like that. Allah give us hidayah, give us understanding.